Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, November 19th, and you're listening to the Big Call. I'm really excited to welcome everybody tonight and to have you come in, no matter where you are around the globe. Our satellite team is getting the call out to sometimes as many as 200 countries. And I'm excited that everybody's here to listen to. This should be a pretty good call tonight. I'm excited about it, and I know you guys are too. So before we get into anything, and which it really is the most important part tonight, is Sue's teaching that she's provided for us tonight. Before we go to that teaching, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Lord God, we just thank you for everything that we have and for everything that we're about to receive. Thank you for providing for us, for our health, the opportunity to be part of something much bigger than ourselves. And thank you for the opportunity that we have to share on an open forum like this tonight, on a platform such as the Big Call. Thank you for everyone that's listened and that's helped us for the call so many years. And give us a good call tonight, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Sue, this is a real special time on the night for Bob, you and I, and everybody in Big Call Universe. So I love it when you bring a teaching to us like you do Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Well, I think this is, I don't know, it's very, very meaningful having got off the second of a two-part call on the MedBed. Mm-hmm. And the MedBed is really about the subject of this teaching. And here we go. And I'm going to dedicate this to Karen. To beautiful Karen, to wonderful Henry, to Trish that really showed up big time, to help, to Doug, to the pod, of course, to you and Bob. I know, I feel like I'm at the Academy.
I know, J&K.
J&K, and of course, most importantly and most deeply, to everything that matters.
Mm.
Here's our talk. Second chances. In Acts 13, the Apostle Paul chose Barnabas and his cousin John Mark to travel with him on his first missionary journey. Paul could have chosen anyone. He was very influential and very respected. They went to different cities ministering and were having great success. But when Paul decided to sail to the city of Perga, the scripture says that John Mark deserted them. It doesn't give any reason for why he went back home to Jerusalem, but Paul was upset. He thought, at least you could have told me you were going to leave. After all, I chose you, took you under my wing, shared my influence, and now you just walk away. Later, when Paul and Barnabas were about to return to check on how the new believers were doing in the cities where they had been, Barnabas wanted to take John Mark with them. But Paul disagreed strongly, saying in effect, "No way. He's not coming back on the team. He deserted us before. He'll just quit on us again when the going gets tough." It led to such a sharp disagreement that Paul and Barnabas split up. They were so at odds that they no longer traveled together. Paul chose Silas, and Barnabas chose John Mark, and they went their separate ways. You don't read much more about Barnabas and John Mark, but Paul and Silas did great things on the second missionary journey, saw one miracle after another. When they were in the Philippian prison at midnight, they sang praises and the prison doors were opened. Much later, when Paul was on his way to stand trial in Rome, he was shipwrecked on the island of Malta, and a poisonous snake bit him on the hand. Paul just shook it off, and it didn't harm him. After Paul prayed for the father of the chief man of the island, and he was healed, all the sick people on the island came and were healed. There's chapter after chapter of how God used Paul and how he went on to write almost half the books in the New Testament. I can imagine that John Mark thought, man, I blew it. Why didn't I stick with Paul? Why did I desert him? At least I should have thanked him for choosing me and told him that I wanted to go home. I shouldn't have just disappeared. It seemed as though his own mistakes, his own poor choices, had soured this relationship and limited his destiny. We can all look back at John Mark as John Mark did and think, man, if I'd only stayed in that relationship, or if I'd only been more committed in my marriage, or if I'd only spent more time with my children, or if I'd only finished college, where would I be now? But God has a way of making all things beautiful, even the mistakes we've made, even our own shortcomings, things we know we should have done better. And that's our teaching for tonight, to be continued should we have the opportunity on Thursday night.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Wow, that was a good one. You brought up some things that I think I had misplaced in my memory. Another way of saying I forgot. But that was true about Paul and Barnabas. I did know that they did split up. And what can we take from this teaching that applies to us? I like the last part of the teaching that said, you know, could we have stayed in a relationship longer? Could we have made the marriage work? Could we have this and that, fill in the blank? You know, yes, we could. And even though we didn't in every case, we might have left the scene a little bit, maybe even without explanation, left the person holding the bag, whatever it was. You know, in a situation like this, this is where God's forgiveness really comes into play for us. And if we just go, oh man, I blew it. I had that opportunity. I missed it. I blew it. And then we tell God we're sorry for that. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we have an opportunity to make it right, and then God will redeem the time. We ask him to, God will redeem what we did not get to do or get to finish. I thought that was a really good teaching and a good reminder. You know, when Paul went on his first missionary and from then on journeys, he was the apostle to the Gentiles. All of the other apostles stayed in Jerusalem. The only one that ventured out initially was Paul. And, you know, that's an amazing thing that he was the only one of the apostles to take the gospel to the Gentiles. And that was what his calling was. That was what he was called and chosen for on the road to Damascus. When God literally put the spotlight on him and he was blind, and then he went to Damascus and received his sight back after 3 days. But it was just, you know, an incredible thing that he was the enemy of the enemy. He was the enemy to the believers. And the believers at the time, these were Jews. He was a major persecutor of Jews who had who had seen Jesus and had been under Jesus and under that authority. And yet God said, you know, Paul, or he said, Saul, 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 why hast thou persecutest me? Why are you still persecuting me, meaning Jesus? And Paul answered, you know, and Paul realized it was the Lord speaking to him. And he said, you know, and then he was struck, basically struck blind. But God had his healing in the next town of Damascus. So it was just an amazing thing of what he endured and what he went through, you know, in trying to get what would become Saul became Paul, because he was the apostle to the Gentiles. Thank God for him. And you're right, Sue, about half of the books in the New Testament, everything from Romans to Philemon, were written by Paul. And we have the true gospel, which includes the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. That was the gospel that Paul preached. Prior to that, they didn't even realize that Jesus would be crucified. The perfect lamb led to the slaughter. And yet that's what happened. But the rest, nobody knew that but Paul. And Paul had that after the resurrection of Christ, when he was able to take that to all of the other Gentile cities. So that was a great teaching, Sue. I hope I didn't go too far off the reservation with that, but I just wanted to bring that up. I really think that was a good teaching, and thank you for it, Sue, so much. Thanks for doing these teachings that you've done so faithfully for years now. And it edifies me and Bob and you and everybody else that's hearing the call. So thank you, Sue.
Thank you.
Bob, let's toss it over to you and get your take on this teaching tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That was really well spoken. I could actually see the pictures in my mind as you were speaking of the men in the story and where they were, and I could actually feel the indignation and all the emotions that went into that whole thing.
Yeah.
It was really great.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. And I was thinking as the story went on, and you were mentioning, and Bruce was, about, you know, need for second chances with relationships and other worldly things. I thought, you know, the ultimate in second chances is actually lies in spirit. A second chance to have favor, a second chance to return to God, to dedicate ourselves for the second, you know, or the third or the fourth time to God, and to live the commandments and to give and to love thy neighbor, and to pray every morning, and, you know, to set about each day with a solemn commitment to be the best we can be in the eyes of God, and to check in throughout the day and continuously rededicate our minds and souls to God. And, you know, as the Bible said, be perfect, strive to be perfect, like your Father in heaven is perfect. And if that striving is successful, we never need another second chance. You know, with this perfection, you know, the worldly need for second chances is no more.
That's so
thank
good.
You, Bob. That's very good. And I love the idea that Jesus said, you know, be perfect even as I am perfect. And it's perfect in the sense of completion. be complete even as I am complete. And that's what the word means. And it's just a really good, thank you for your input on that, Bob. I love that. It's really accurate. And yeah, thank God we have a God of the second and third and fourth chance. And, you know, it's fantastic to have the ability to, for God to restore relationship with him through Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Sue, thank you for this teaching. Again, what do you say to it? Is there anything that stood out to you in the teaching?
It's so interesting because I had a pretty thick day. And I, meaning, you know, deep work, deeply engaged.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be very, very in the moment with this. And I'm keying in on what you just said, Bruce. Like, thank God we have a God of second and third chances. And to me, the med beds are probably one of the most outstanding examples on a scale that we've never seen on this planet, to realize that people are going to be able, they've lived their lives, they're 60, 70, 80. They didn't have the wisdom to know how to take care of their body. Nobody told them. That wasn't on the menu, on the learning menu. And nobody told them how to care for yourself, how to breathe, projects, everybody. How to eat the right foods, how to have boomer boosts for your, you know, health needs, how to have pure things. And because of that, because they weren't taught about their emotions and they suppressed them and it turned into disease, and then we had big pharma and medicine, all of that became dis-ease. And then because there were a group, an alliance, that knew about this technology and wanted to free humanity, which is God working through these beings, that now we have, what is it, 8,000? How many med beds are there in the country, Bruce, do you know?
28,400
wow.
at last count. 28,400
wow.
in U.S. and Canada.
Okay, so you get into the med bed and you walk out in 45 minutes and you are in your new abilities, your body. That's, you know, that's Christ raising Lazarus at scale. That's, think about that. Think about what that really, really, zoom in on that. That's like having 28,000 new lives every 45 minutes restored.
Round the clock.
Round the clock. And so the second chance for anybody that's listening to this call because they're involved with the, you know, currencies and everything, which was a big part of the meditation we did on tonight's class, to realize that your heart and your intention to heal and help yourself, and I need to say that, help yourself so that you care for yourself and you care for your projects that brought you in contact with the currencies and then you found out about the med beds. Is that not the most, that's like universe-size second chance in Christ.
It really is.
It's just, it's like the level of it is just, it's almost hard to contain. And yet, you'll be walking out with the part of you, and this was fun to create on the call, there's a part of you that'll be awakened, that may be awakened just from hearing this, that always knew that something like that was possible. And that's what really makes us all stand out compared to everybody else that doesn't believe in us, doesn't believe in the med beds. I can see the people listening to this and going, speak it, Sue, speak it. Because we followed the part that was close to the God of the impossible, making the impossible possible. And that's what sets us apart. And that is why we have the second chance that we have.
Thank you, Sue. That's very well said. Yeah. And that's 28,400 MedBed centers with two MedBeds in each one. And that does not include how many are in Mexico or in other countries, which there's a lot of them around the globe, and they'll add more and more and more. They'll get more and more. But, yeah, you know, for people that might be struggling with the idea of the MedBed, Sue and Bob, look at, it wasn't that long ago when the first heart transplant took place, or people, or surgeons replacing our valve, heart valves with pig valves, or, you know, artificial limbs that can actually move, fingers and so on, that moves with the power of thought. You know, all of that, think how novel that is and was, not 20 years ago, 30 maybe. And yet, we're talking a technology that is available to us very shortly after we get out of our exchange, coming in and available to us for an obvious second start. Let's call it a reset. It's a total reset for us. So it's very exciting to me, and it is technology that has been brought to us, and it's just beautiful. I think it's a beautiful thing. We're going to really enjoy it. This isn't transhumanism. Not that. It's working with our own DNA to give us a reset and to back us back. Why do you think some of the men from the Old Testament that are listed in the Bible lived to be 930, 940, 970 years of age? Something happened to change that. They're now, we're looking at 70 or 70 years old, or maybe 80, 85, 90, if we get to mid-90s, where, you know, this is going to change all that. This will change that. And we'll still need Boomer's products. We still need everything that we're taking. But it's just an amazing, amazing technology that has been brought to us, and we're kind of the first adopters of it. I know I am. They've told me I will be an early adopter to it. So I'm excited about that. Sue, thank you again for that teaching. Thank you, Bob, for your input. And let's take this over to our praise or prayer requests, praise reports or prayer requests, Sue. You can pull those up and see if we've heard from Pastor Scott or Jeannie or anyone else tonight on this Tuesday night.
Loading, loading, loading. Here we go. Yes.
I just can't get over Miss Tricia. I'm just freaked out at how amazing she was tonight and everybody on the call. Okay, here we go. Praise, and thank you for your help too, Bruce. Praise 11/19/24. Gosh, this is scary. 9 days until Thanksgiving Day. Thank, I know, it's hard to believe. Thanksgiving Day in the United States in 2024 will be on Thursday, November 28th. Thanksgiving is a national holiday that marks the beginning of the holiday season. It's celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States, and it's a time for family, gratitude, and food. The first day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere is marked by the winter solstice, which occurs on Saturday, December 21st, 2024, at 4:21 a.m. As of November 19th, 2024, there are 36 days until Christmas. Christmas Day is on Wednesday, December... Yeah, it's hard to believe. Wednesday, December 25th, 2024. I'm like doing this like super quantum jump timeline thing, and just like I'm in January. You like that, huh? Hanukkah is weird. Hanukkah, 8-day Jewish festival of lights, also called Hanukkah this year, will begin on the evening of Wednesday, December 25th, 2024. And end on the evening of Thursday, January 2nd, 2025. Kwanzaa begins 12/26/24. Kwanzaa is a cultural holiday that celebrates the heritage in African American. Hold on a sec. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
African American culture. 46 days until New Year's 2025. Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Roll out your, get your habits ready for the first of 2025, everybody. Like love and relational habits.
Hello.
Hello. Learn the skills of emotional intelligence and relationship. National Entrepreneurs Day. I wonder what Bob is thinking when I say that. Tuesday, 11/9.
He's night putting.
I know. He's
night putting.
I know. He's like shaking his head. Radical inventions by brilliant minds, it's fun to think of, have shaped our lives today, not to mention our future. National.
Uh-oh, say that again, Sue.
Ready?
You fade it out. You fade it out. Say that again.
National Play Monopoly Day. Tuesday, 11/19. That's today.
Today? Oh, too late. Okay.
Get ready with your board and pieces. You're going to enjoy Monopoly like never before. That's making me think of people that I would play board games with.
That
Universal
you hate to play Monopoly with.
It's like getting... And if you want a good movie, watch Game Night. Oh, my God, that's such a good movie. Universal Children's Day, Wednesday, 11/20. Investing in our future means investing in our children. Geographic Information Systems Day, 11/20. To all fans of geography, information, and technology systems, happy GIS Day. Name your PC Day. Wednesday, 11/20. Today we honor a technological friend that keeps us company through thick and thin. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Beautiful song, Counting My Blessings song by Matt Mayer and Seth Schluter. Here's one verse. I even use it in my prayers. God, I'm still counting my blessings for all that you've done in my life. The more that I look in the details, the more of your goodness I find. Father, on this side of heaven, I know that I'll run out of time, but I will keep counting my blessings, knowing I can't count that high. That's good. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, I praise you today for everything you've done in my life and everything you're still planning to do, especially with this incredible blessing that should come to fruition very soon so we may use it well to help others in need. for the MedBeds, for loving us unconditionally, for providing the Big Call platform so that millions of listeners could connect two times a week, for Pastor Scott's health improvements. Whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father. He never changes. James 1:17. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. May God bless everyone on this call. May God bless re-elected President Trump and his new administration and keep everyone healthy and safe. That was pretty good, Jeannie. You're especially good, not pretty good.
Very Jeannie. Good. Yep. Thank you, Sue. I've got a little interjection to put in that is a praise report. Mm-hmm. President Trump has selected someone to head up Medicare and Medicaid, a new person. And that would be the Wizard of Oz, Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Yay.
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 I didn't know if you had seen that or heard that yet, Sue, but I thought I'd bring it up.
Yes, and I was kind of forgetting who told me that, but now I remember. Okay, yeah.
Okay, good, yep. And so that's a really good appointment, and I think he'll end up... See, we were never supposed to have to pay for Medicare. It was to be free for us as we got to this age, I believe it was free until a certain president took over, and then it stopped being free. But I think now it's going to be reconstructed, and evidently the premiums won't be taken out of our Social Security, which is kind of interesting. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Yes. My friend.
Anything else? Did we get anything else in the way of phrase reports?
That's it for tonight,
okay.
Bruce.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Janie, for that. That was a really good one. I like that very much. And I used to like to play Monopoly, but, you know, you got to be careful. If you're too good at Monopoly, people won't play with you anymore.
Really? Did that happen to somebody you know?
Well, I was pretty good at it, but...
You're talking about your own experience. People didn't want to play with you.
My own experience of Monopoly. Well, they were okay, but, I mean, you know, look, it'd be easy sometimes to take advantage, and you buy up the properties that you want to buy up, and then you put houses on them, then you convert to hotels. And pretty soon, you know, the rents get on up there. And if you own a whole corner of the board or a whole run of the board, you know, it can be bad. Let's put it this way. The rents can
Funny.
Put people out of business, you know. But
I
anyway,
forgot about that game. But I know, but it's like
wild.
Game night. I definitely want to have game night.
Well, Sue, you know what? If you bought properties, I know they'd be Boardwalk and Park Place, but hopefully I'd skip over those and not land on those.
I know. It's so fun. Remember? Now I'm remembering, and we got to go on with the call, but Parcheesi?
Yes,
Parcheesi I liked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Parcheesi, sure. We played that. We had that. I liked the game of life. The game of life, it seems like you'd really... have to mess up and end up going in the right direction on that, you know? That was
Candyland.
Candyland, there's one for you, Sue. Chutes and Ladders, Sue. Chutes and Ladders. Remember that one?
Yes.
Chutes and Ladders, that was fun.
I don't know. It's like it gets... The thing that you're pointing out to me and all the memories that are flooding back, maybe trauma... to go on the call is It's just what if you grew up with a father who was playing croquet with you, and he's like, okay, now I have 10 points here. I mean, he's like constantly competing with you.
The competition. Oi. I know.
Fudge. No.
It's like playing bocce ball.
And I can see you
ball.
Doing that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. To me, I have to realize that these aren't games. You're not trying to hurt or kill somebody playing some of these games. So you have to have the right perspective when competing, especially with people that you love. it's not like tennis. You know, tennis, you just, whatever you can do, that's it. It's all good. And Bob is like, come on. He's looking at his watch and he's tapping it.
I know. But they
all right.
Enjoy a little, you know.
A little
banter
like this, right? A little playful discussion. Well,
yeah.
I could go on and on, but let's do this. Let's see, Sue, tell us, since we did that, tell us what your call was about. We know it was about med beds, a two-part call last night and tonight, and any highlights that you want to bring out from that. Otherwise, anything else that you'd like us to know about tonight?
Well, I'm actually going to talk about something that I think would help people going forward and even help them when it comes to decisions about the med beds. And it's about novelty. And here's something that's really, a lot of people don't know, that I wrote an article for the people in the group that were taking the pop-up class. The moment one learns a new piece of information, the brain is never the same. That single exposure begins the transformation of perception, understanding, and potential. And Joe Dispenza, who's just an incredible transformational leader, neuroscientist, and big, just a phenomenon in helping people reach their potential, said that. And so I wrote an article about how the power of one idea can change your life and the power of novelty. Mm-hmm. And so how does that apply to you, and how does that apply to what will be happening when you stretch so that you have one novel insight about yourself and who you're going to choose to be when you're moving into your new life? So picture this. You've been to the RV, you come out, you've got these aches and these pains and these things, and you're 60 years old and you're thinking about, you know, how am I going to do all these projects? Well, what if you could imagine for yourself, who would I be if I didn't have anything wrong with my emotional self? My physical self? What would I be like if I was unified in Christ? Who would I be if I was my most glorious version of myself? If you had one novel insight by just hearing that question, then I've done my job. Because most people don't have the experience or the quiet or the ability to focus so they can ask themselves a question that is filled with that kind of potential. With that kind of, what if I was being encouraged by a woman on this thing called the Big Call to imagine something that hasn't even been in our world before.
And it's because she and Bruce get to talk to the guy that's talking to one of the guys most connected to the med bed. So I think it's really real. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do, and then I'm going to read you a testimonial, and then I'll tell you a little few other things. I'm just going to ask you to remember, as soon as you think of something new, your brain is going to change a little bit. What if you could really be free from limitation? And what if you could write down, because it was amazing in this class, it was a pretty big class, it wasn't 100 people, but, you know, almost a third larger than normal. And people were really surprised, I was surprised, that people had never written down what they want in the med bed. So they had to be in a group, Bruce and Bob, to have that kind of accountability, to feel safe,
mm-hmm.
to, you know, think about it, like to be surrounded with people that knew about it, and thanks to being on the big call and the people that I've been exposed to, and 26 years of, like, literally having people that are the emerging scientists, meeting them in person, the Aubrey de Grays, Methuselah Foundation, Bob, and Andrew Newberg, and Mark Waldman, neurotheologists, and all these wild people that were pursuing the edge of what is possible organically. These are not transhumanists. They were looking at what is the potential in a human. David Sinclair, Why We Die and Why We Don't Have to, Harvard longevity expert. So I'm going to read you another testimonial. And this is about, if you take the time to reflect on these things, these kinds of experiences can happen. I'm so blown away with the meditation in the class today. Breathing and cleansing with water, washing away my learned past. I'm a Christ vision of myself, not the old energy, but now pure in Christ, being who I was meant to be, stronger, safe, in the pure ownership of myself with Christ. I felt my body melt away and pour right into Christ, standing in front of me like I was one in Christ. I thought of other non-supportive people and forgave them. Pictured myself at the Redemption Center and envisioned other lands I've never seen in person. I felt myself pouring forgiveness onto others. I feel peaceful, wholeness, tingling through all my cells. A lightness I've never felt. My thoughts are clear, clean, pure, and a loving energy flow. Relaxation all through me. Thank you, and the prayers at the end are so beautiful. Sending the pod all my love. So here's what I want to suggest. If you struggle with feeling like life is too complicated, you're under a lot of stress, you're thinking about all the changes that are going on in your life currently, and is it going to get more complicated with the med beds and the Redemption Center and your family, and it's all too much to process, I'm going to invite you to two opportunities that we've created so that you can have an experience like this woman who just came into our orbit. And that is, number one, get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle is designed so that you can walk in a Christ path but see yourself and rewire your brain and your nervous system. So you heard what she experienced. She let go of a lot of old patterning that was running through her body. And because of that, imagine the kind of leader she's going to be of herself first, of the people closest to her, and what she's going to convey with the love that she has in her heart and the strength that she can have. And we go through different kinds of meditations and different strategies and skills in the Golden Wisdom Bundle so you can walk in Christ-like energy but think strategically. Those are the two things that you're going to get. It's strategic, it's skill-based, it's design, but it gets it so that it's deeper than just somebody that's walking around in their head and they're not in their heart. Golden Wisdom Bundle. If you want it, send us an email to Integrated Minds, I-N, please pay attention to this, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And just put Golden Bundle 300. And put your name and telephone number. That's all you have to do. And we'll take care of the rest. And then the next opportunity that I'm going to open up after 2 p.m. tomorrow. After 2 p.m. tomorrow. See how I did that, Bruce? Kind of. Mm-hmm. 2 p.m. tomorrow. We're going to let you have access to this incredible two-part class on the med beds. And what you get with that is you're going to get the meditation, you're going to get the group discussion, but the big part is you're going to have how to design. You have 15 minutes when you're sitting in front of those people. Most people wouldn't know what to ask for, what to say, how to frame it. You get how to do your interview, and then you get 65, the most comprehensive list of organic enhancements at 7 different categories, physical, mental, emotional, cognitive, sports, and neuroaesthetic, 7 different categories. I have to look up my 7 different categories. But 7 different categories and 65 physical, cognitive, relational, creative and art, athletic, spiritual, and neuroaesthetic. Neuroaesthetic is the way to frame. If you want to have your hair longer, if you want whatever it is you want for your body, it's going to have much more meaning if you know that, number one, you're doing it to aid humanity. But number two, this new field, it's only like 15 years old, of neuroaesthetics, there's scientists that are studying the effect in the brain. When a brain sees something that looks healthy or beautiful, it energizes the brain. It makes it for higher mood, greater health, etc. So when you see a healthy-looking person, what do you feel? It's not so much a turn-on. Your brain is perceiving, oh, that's discipline. Oh, that's vital. Oh, I can feel it in her voice. I can feel it in his voice. That's vitalizing. That's the reason we created the MedBed pop-up, so that you would have access to 65 little-known, science-based things that you could ask for, that you would never, everybody in the class said, I would never have thought of that. I didn't think about it. We go into what your family is going to do, questions people were asking, can I have this? It's amazing to be in a group of people. So you're going to be part of this group of people that are exploring the texture of what is my life going to be like. We were looking at passports. What are you going to do when you get a passport? And it doesn't match, and how you handle that. Everything is in the MedBed two-part class, and it's yours. After 2, tomorrow, for $100. $100. So you have two things. You have the Golden Wisdom Bundle that'll take you through the next year, setting up your people, knowing how to collaborate, knowing how to design your day, knowing how to basically become suddenly sovereign, what kinds of thoughts you have to be thinking. You have 5 different courses, and ending with the new leader is healer. That's going to reframe who you're going to be, but simplify it. Make it your own. This isn't telling you what to do or what to think. It's giving you the space, the instruction, and the new thinking that, remember, that one novel insight will change and make your life healthier, stronger, more confident, and more at ease in a totally new world. That's the Golden Wisdom Bundle. The MedBed is for anybody that wants to send us to integrated, that's it, not inter, I-N-T-E,
integrated.
Yeah, because people put inter, oh, it has been coming back.
Oh, it won't go through.
I know. Integrated, so easy. I-N-T-E, graded, G-R-A-T-E-D, minds. At hushmail.com. And if you send us and put, all you have to do is put pop up or put MedBed. Yeah, that makes it more essential.
Yeah.
MedBed. And then MedBed 100. And then we'll send you an invoice and you'll be getting the 65 different benefits. You'll be getting the classes. You'll be getting incredible. You'll be getting an interview thing. But that's after 2 o'clock tomorrow. Yep. So, and please watch your email. And that's all I have to say for now, Bruce.
That's good. Thank you, Sue. Yeah. I think that says a lot right there. Yeah. Make sure to get the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and in the subject line, the Golden Bundle $300. And all these are recordings. And even the MedBed pop-up is recordings of tonight's class and last night's class. So you'll have that you can click on and listen to those. And it's a great idea. I think that took a lot of research to put that together, Sue, and I'm glad you were able to have that class, really, and to have it last night and tonight, and to have it as a recording for people that didn't know about it or didn't take advantage, but they can get everything that they need from that call on the recording. So that's great. Thank you, Sue. Really important.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah. All righty. Well, we're moving right along. Bob? This is it. And this is everything that we're looking for. Sue did a wonderful job of teaching and bringing out her class information tonight. Now it's up to you, Bob. Do we have anything about the sale that you want to talk about, or anything else that you've been thinking about bringing up tonight?
Yeah, sure, Bruce. You know, first got this testimonial from a woman who's 74 years young. She says.
Okay.
And she sent in a couple of pictures. And one of the testimonials says, back in the gym working out, I had a couple weeks off because I twisted my knee on the treadmill. So now I'm working on the bicycle. The Myotrol gives me lots of energy, and my knee is now feeling better. At 74 years young, thanks to Boomer products. And then she's talking about this other picture she sent in. I'm on the left side of the picture. The other beautiful woman is my niece at 56 years old. It's our first day together in 4 years. Where does the time go? Thanks for your specials. That's what works for me. She gave it a thumbs up. And, you know, that's one of the things, you know, that I always talk with Larry about is what are we going to do for specials? And Larry really enjoys this part because when we first started Boomers Forever Young, Larry's idea that he came to me with was, let's start a business that can help other people in addition to just helping one person at a time like I had helped him. And so especially this time of year when we run our best specials, Larry is like, okay, this is the time of year we really get to give people great pricing. And he never even thinks about, like, the finances of it. He only thinks about what's going to be really great for people. What can we what can we do to make it really good? And so now is the time when the products that people buy the most of, the Boomer Boost and the Barley, is on sale at a really great price. And he was talking to me again today about it. He's like, you know, this really is a great deal for people because if they buy this combo, they get a discount. And now we're giving them 20% off of that price. Then if they use the auto ship program, they get another 10% off. And we're giving them two other free things, a new blender bottle, and also free shipping. And
That's right.
He was like, this is a win-win-win-win-win for everybody that either wants to try these products for the first time or get the products they've always been getting. And we see many, many testimonials, Bruce, where people say, I've been using the Barley and Boomer Boost, you know, for 5 years, 6 years. And there's lots and lots of people that have been using these products every day for many years. We have one person who's a doctor who's been using the products every day for 12 years. And so if you're going to be doing that, which most people that try the products like them, it's not quite 100%, but it's close to it. Every once in a while, we'll hear from somebody that says, you know, it didn't agree with me. And we'll be like, okay, well, that's okay because it's not the only way for you to get healthy. So let's try this instead. And usually the second thing they try will be just right. And there's always a chance that there's some type of a compound, you know, being that there's 66 different ingredients in Boomer Boost and over 1,000 in the Barley, that there could be one thing that one out of 100 people might not sit well with, right? And so we're always aware of that. But for the most part, what happens is people really like the products. They put them on that auto ship program so they get that extra 10%. And then they don't have to worry about running out. And that's the biggest thing that people worry about. They take the Boomer products because they know they're unique. And they come, you know, only from us. And they're like, boy, I hope we never run out. Well, so far, 13 years, and we haven't. And the scientists that produce these products are extremely dedicated. Imagine someone dedicating, you know, 5 or 6 years of their life creating something, and then the next 13 years consistently producing a very unique, very difficult to make one-off product so they can send it to St. Petersburg and we can help people like people on the big call with their health. And so that's the special we're doing right now that people can take advantage of. And there's another, we got a bunch of testimonials.
Okay.
And this one came in yesterday. I'm just going to read two tonight because there's quite a few. This one from a man that says, I'm 73 years old, and I've been using the dynamic combo plus collagen and lignins for over 2 years. I had open heart surgery in April of 23. I work out at a health club 5 days a week, and I'm 2 weeks into using Myotrol, only one tablet per day, and I'm noticing an escalated muscle improvement in both my cardio and weightlifting. I've been listening to all the testimonials on the Big Call and can now say it works. Thanks for the great products. Hmm. And that just came in along with a number of other testimonials about Myotrol, our magnesium, our ashwagandha. This lady, just about 12 hours ago, sent us a beautiful picture of her next to her Christmas tree. It says, okay. I put collagen peptides in my coffee every morning. I'm 67 years old, and people tell me I look much younger. I credit the collagen to my youthful appearance.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe how young this lady looks who's 67. And collagen will do that for you, you know, to help with your skin and your hair and your nails, and people will think you're much younger.
Yeah.
And, you know, one other thing I just wanted to say, Bruce, this good nutrition like this is really important, but I would say about 6 or 7 years ago, we heard about a special device that helps people with circulation. And, you know, always being, you know, scientifically minded and not just taking someone's word for something, we wanted to try them for ourselves. And so we got one of these circulation mats. And the reason we did, it's like, okay, we know that people have to have great nutrition and they have to be oxygenated. And without good circulation, it doesn't matter how much good nutrition is in your blood. If it can't make it to the cells, it doesn't do much good. And we also knew that as people age, their circulation diminished. And one of the main reasons that it does is we have photoreceptors that are on various cells of our body. They pick up light. And one of the things that happens when our body receives light is it dilates our capillaries. So capillaries are the little tiny microcirculation vessels that are microscopic, and they make up 75% of your circulatory system. And our heart doesn't actually pump blood to those little capillaries because they're too small. Your heart pumps blood and it goes to the larger arteries and arterioles. But when it comes to the blood moving along in your capillaries to get to the cells, your capillaries have to expand and contract. And one of the ways that they do it is they are constantly bombarded by photons, bits of light that are hitting our bodies. And photons are a very elemental thing that God created when God created the universe and said, let there be light. Light came about to us in the form of photons. And photons are very God-like because when they arrive and manifest seemingly out of nowhere in a quantum leap of a chemical reaction, they come in pairs and each photon goes in the opposite direction. And we know that if you can capture that essence and do something to one of those two photons, no matter how far away its pair is, that pair will experience the same thing simultaneously.
Ooh.
And those photons actually enter our body and cause our capillaries to expand to allow that life-giving blood to come through. As we age, we become less photoreceptive. And so in Germany about 30 years ago, they invented a medical device that's a power supply that produces photons in the form of electromagnetics. And it is able to come through a mat that's about 6 feet long and 3 feet across, and you lie on this mat. And for people who are older, meaning older than 35, this experience regenerates their capability to circulate blood back to a much younger age. And so you see all kinds of miraculous things occur. People that have dementia, their dementia improves. People with peripheral neuropathy, that improves. All kinds of circulation issues improve. And it also, this same device, this same power supply, has the capability of producing different wavelengths for healing soft tissues, for healing broken bones, and et cetera, et cetera. And some of what Sue has been talking about with MedBeds, they use multiple technologies in the MedBeds, and this is one of them that is in this circulation mat, is one of the cornerstones of the interventions that occur. And someone told me the other day, Bruce, that they hadn't been feeling very well. And I said, don't you have a circulation mat? And they said, yeah. I said, you haven't been using it regularly, have you? And they're like, no, I haven't. I said, you better start. And literally 2 days later, they came back to me like, man, I can't believe how much better I feel having gotten back on my circulation mat. It's like
so good. Yeah.
And so we've helped, you know, I don't know, 200 or 300 people to get these circulation mats. And we've only heard good things about it. And I would never consider going a day without using my circulation mat. And I wanted to let people know that. And circulation is such an important part of human life, you know, because we're big beings. We're 5 feet, 6 feet tall. Some people are 7 feet tall. We have trillions of cells that need oxygen and nutrients. And some of them are pretty far away from our heart. And we need to be able to expand our capillaries to provide that life-giving sustenance, right? Because without oxygen being delivered in our red blood cells, we couldn't live for more than 5 minutes. And humans and other large mammals are very much dependent on their circulation and very much dependent on God's inventions like the hemoglobin molecule that transports oxygen in our red blood cells. And that alone, just the creation of that one molecule, is a miracle that allows for life to exist in the physical world. And to be able to know how that hemoglobin works and transports oxygen and how valuable good circulation is what we're talking about here tonight. And how to improve your circulation if you want to. And just give us a call if you want to know more about it, and we'll be happy to help you out.
Bob, that's really good. I love the talk about the circulation mat and how important it is for us, for you, for all of us that have one, to not miss a time, not miss a day, you know, but to have it, to increase that circulation by 30% throughout our body. And that really makes a difference when it comes to capillary action and the, you know, peripheral neuropathy and all those things being taken care of. So it's important to know that how to get to that website and find out about the products that Bob's talked about tonight, the Dynamic Combo, Boomer Boost and Barley, and others, collagen and other products, just go to BigCallUniverse.com, BigCallUniverse.com, When you get on my site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers, and it's a direct link into Bob's website. So you click on it, takes you right into a site. Then you can go through and see the various products, and you can see the products that are on sale that Bob mentioned. You can learn about the subscribe and save or auto ship program. And you can, if you have any questions, you can do all that. You can put an order together and get on auto ship. And I forgot that you're giving a free shaker bottle with the order. So you've got Boomer Boost Barley. The combo is discounted. You get 20% off on sale on an already reduced price on the combo. Get a free shaker bottle. You get another 10% off for signing up for the sign and save program, subscribe and save. And then you also get free shipping. And you get all of that added up. It's kind of like, you know, autoplay. You just set it and forget it. And it's coming to you every month because you use one canister of each a month. And then if you have a situation where you're not going to be home for some reason, or you're on a cruise, or you're not going to be able to receive it, you can call them 3 days prior, and they'll adjust it. They'll adjust the order or adjust the ship date or whatever you need to do. Very amenable to working with Big Call listeners. So take advantage of that. The other thing is there's an 800 number you can call to find out more information about the circulation mat. Call 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that number is good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. And so go ahead and make sure if you put that number in your phone, just put it in as Boomers, parentheses, Bob. That'll let you know, oh, yeah, Bob for the Big Call, Bob Boomer Boost. Yep. And then go ahead and put it in your phone, and that way you'll have it. And if you call and somebody doesn't pick up, all you do is leave your name and your phone number, and they'll call you back. And they're really good about returning phone calls very quickly. So keep that in mind. I think that's really important. All right, so let's talk about what I wanted to bring in my segment to you guys tonight. And so let's talk, first of all, about what they've been doing Saturday and Sunday. This past Saturday and this past Sunday, 2 days ago, they took four of our currencies, Iraqi dinar, Vietnamese dong, Afghanistan Afghani, and the Indonesian rupiah. Those four currencies were being tested on all bank screens around the globe. And they wanted to test and make sure that the rates for those were coming up the same in each country where they were showing up. And all of the tests took place Saturday and Sunday, and they all went off without a hitch. So the system is ready. They tested those four currencies, and they're all ready to go. Now, in the meantime, certain people, certain bankers, certain hedge fund managers, and certain politicians were possibly trying to get a jump on the exchanges and get started doing these prior to the kickoff date for our exchanges to start. And I don't know how many were involved in that. We don't have numbers like that, and we weren't told there were numbers, but if they were, they were picked up and arrested for that. So that system is working beautifully around the globe. The other thing is, we did hear a few days ago, I guess it was over the weekend, I heard Saturday and Sunday, that it was very likely that we would get started this week And that was really good news. So before I give you the good news about that, I want to tell you something that we've been talking about, and that is the restitution and reclamation allowance is what I call it, R&R, and I want to talk to you about Social Security increases. All right, R&R, they've made this a little simpler. They've got it divided up into three age groups. The lowest is starting at the age of 30 to 45 years old. Let's call it 15-year period, 30 to 45. Then they have a group from 45 to 60. And then the third group is 60 and older, so-called retirement age, people that some of them are on Social Security as early as age 62. Okay, now, here's how it's going to work. We're going to start at the older group, 60 and older. This group, if you're getting Social Security at age 62, 65, 70, whatever, if you're getting Social Security now, your R&R will pay you a lump sum to the bank account where you are receiving your Social Security. Unless you are exchanging currencies and redeeming ZIM, in which case it will be at your appointment in your Quantum account, and you'll find that out as you're activating your Quantum account. Remember what that requires: biometric fingerprint or thumbprint, requires a new password for the account, a new username for the account, password, a five-digit PIN code number, a new email. Those are the things that are required to set up your Quantum account. Now, the money's going to, let's say it's already in that account for you now, and then when you set it up, you'll see that balance, and you'll say, oh, that is my R&R. So write that down as a separate number. Write it down so you'll know how much you actually received in R&R. And remember, that's going to include interest paid on loans, bank loans, mortgages, interest paid on credit cards, car loans, etc. All of that's in there, plus income taxes that you paid forever, really, and anything else that I can think of. That's all included. The other thing is the trading of your birth certificate, which they traded on all of our birth certificates as though they were bonds. A marriage license if you've been married. A divorce agreement or decree if you've been divorced. A death certificate if you had a spouse die. All of these things are included in your R&R balance. And you'll have that in your Quantum account, then you just need to move some of those monies into your Wells Fargo or other bank accounts. Now, that's for the retirement age group. Let's just call them 60 and older. The next, let's start with the first group, which was the younger folks that are aged 30 to 45. If you're in that age group, you'll get your R&R paid out over 3 years, paid to you every month. Whatever that total would be is divided up into 36 monthly payments, and you would receive that every month for 3 years. Let's go to the next group, age 45 to 60. That group will receive your R&R paid out over 2 years period, every month for 2 years, or 24 payments. And that's going to come to you, since you're not eligible for Social Security yet at that age, that comes to your regular bank account. And if they don't know what your bank account is, or you don't have a bank account, and you're in those groups, group A and group B, let's call it, then you will, obviously, they would have to get in touch with you, and you would have to let them know your account information. They have a lot of that already on us. They already know that for the most part. All right, here's one more thing about the two younger groups. The group that's age 30 to 45 needs to sign a document saying that if they're working, they keep their job for another 15 years. If they don't have a job, they need to say that they will get a job. It has to be like a 30-hour a week part-time or greater job. Now, if you're in the second group, which is age 45 to 60, that group, you have to say that you'll sign the agreement that says that you'll work for another 10 years. Okay? Now, remember, this is just the rough idea of what the program is going to be. You'll have to see exactly how it plays out for you based on your age. You know, if you're 58, 59 years old, you might just be looking to work another 2 years, not 10 years. You see what I'm saying? Until you'd hit what we would call retirement age, which, you know, 62 is awfully young to retire. I don't think there was anything in the Bible about retiring. You know, I'm not retiring. I'm not retired. And Bob's not retired. Sue's not retired. None of us are going to, quote unquote, retire. We might do something different because we're going to be working our projects and creating leadership teams and all of that to take our projects and run with them. But that's what I wanted to tell you about R&R. When will it start? For us, it'll start when we go into the redemption center, that are those of us that are exchanging currencies or those of us who are redeeming our ZIM. Okay, so that's when ours will start. If you're not a currency holder and you're not doing that, I've been told it will probably start the first week of December. They want us to have, at least people that don't have currencies, they want them to have money so this can be a wonderful Christmas for everybody, and it will be. And remember, President Trump talked about Christmas for Thanksgiving. We're going to have our Christmas before Thanksgiving, which is 9 days away. It's not far, a week from this Thursday. Today's Tuesday. So let's talk a little bit about the Social Security increase. Social Security increases are going to take place. I've been told they could take place by the end of November. I'm going to say no. I think they will all start in December. But if you get your increase, it'll be substantial. Not a cost of living allowance, not $8 or $6. These are real increases. And I think since tomorrow is the third Wednesday of November, and I just don't know that they're going to have anything additional other than the normal amount they've been getting. I don't think there's, I think they intended to try to do it in November, but realistically it should be December that we get the Social Security increase. Now, for those of us in currencies, it's not going to make a whole heck of a lot of difference. It really won't. But yeah, we'll see it. We'll see it on our accounts. We'll go, oh, there's the increase. Okay, so what? And then you'll be involved in other things. All right, so that takes care of R&R and Social Security increases. Now, let's go into what it is we're all here for. And that is the start of the GCR, the RV, the revaluation of these currencies, and when we get to start. When are we going to receive our notifications? Bondholders are being told they're going to receive their notifications overnight tonight and tomorrow, which will have their information about how much they have. You know, they'll have they'll have the basic information that they can go into their accounts and see the funds that are there. And they'll know in that email when they're to have access to those funds in their account. We are fortunately expecting our email notifications from Wells Fargo to come in tomorrow by or before noon tomorrow. So the plan is when we receive the 800 number, we call one of the call centers that we get. You won't know where it is, but you'll be calling to set up your appointment using the toll-free number and the zip code for the area in which you want to exchange. So in other words, where you live, zip code maybe where you work, or a zip code where you know you're going to be if you're not home or not at work or you're on the road or whatever. You're going to be exchanging as little as 2 hours to 5 hours after you set your appointment. You're available for your first appointments to be exchanged. So in other words, if we get the number between, say, 10:30 and noon tomorrow, we should be able to exchange tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever, whatever it becomes. And that's the best news I have to give you. So that's what we've been waiting for. I've been waiting 20 years, 13 years on the big call. This is the information we've been looking to receive. I'm very excited about it. I don't know if my voice sounds excited, but I am excited. I'm ready to go. And I'm also ready to get into the med bed as soon as I possibly can. And I've been told it could be fairly soon. Fairly soon. So I'm looking forward to that. Now, currencies have been trading. Currencies are on the Forex. They've been traded. We've got great rates that we're expecting on Dong. Even the Bolivar, over $4. And of course, the dinar is going to be great, and they should offer us the contract rate on the dinar, which is very strong, very, very strong. So I'm super excited about that as well. Dong has been traded up, and hopefully will continue to trade up a little bit more tomorrow and the rest of the week, and that's a good thing for us. Now, beyond that, Sue has the Golden Wisdom Bundle available for a limited time. So go ahead and jump on these emails tonight. And that's to integratedminds@hushmail.com. And what you want to put is that you have PayPal, or you don't even have to have a PayPal account. Sue can get an invoice generated that you can pay using a credit card and work it through PayPal. That's what she's doing. So send her that email. It's in the subject line. Just put Golden Bundle 300. It's $300 for all 5 courses, a total of 20 classes, each class running about an hour and a half each. This will prepare you beautifully for when you come out of the exchange center. You'll know a lot more about what's going on as a result of listening to these classes. And you can listen to them once a week, you know, twice, whatever, all the way through. This will take care of you for the first 6 months to a year of your new life as a humanitarian. Now, the new piece of it is the so-called pop-up class that Sue taught last night and tonight about med beds. This is all the information that you wanted to know about it, and also the information about how to approach that scenario and what to ask for, because you have about a 15-minute period before you go into the med bed to let them know what it is you want. Could be changes in hair color, eye color, length of hair, thickness of hair, could be height, could be, you know, getting your body weight right, your BMI, body mass index down, whatever it is, you can tell them what it is, and they'll input that in the computer before you go in to the med bed. Then you will get put to sleep with something like a strong version of melatonin that's not an injection or a pill, just something they do with frequencies, and then that'll put you in a beautifully sedated mode. And then you can have, in my case, new eyes. I'm going to go for that and a few other things. So I'm excited about that. So if you are interested in getting those recordings, Sue is going to be able to send those out to you tomorrow after 2 p.m. And that is $100. Same email address, integratedminds@hushmail.com. In the subject line, put MedBed, or MedBed 100. It's $100 for both classes, last night's class and tonight's class. So you will be good to go. Send her emails to that effect, and she'll create an invoice through PayPal, and that'll be how that'll be handled. Maybe you want both the Golden Wisdom Bundle, and you also want the MedBed pop-up classes last night and tonight. That would be $300 plus the $100, $400 total. Okay? So I would suggest that you do that tonight. If you hear this call tonight, do it tonight so that you'll get that underway. There's nothing else that I can think of that's crucial right now that you haven't heard me talk about on the big call. Many of you guys have not ever missed a call in 13 years, and that's wonderful. I want to thank everybody, though. I want to thank Sue for doing such a wonderful job. I want to thank Bob for doing the same thing, a wonderful job with Boomers and taking beautifully good care of Big Call Universe. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening to me for 13 years. And also to the satellite team getting our call out all over the globe, which has really been averaging over 18.5 million listeners Tuesday and Thursday nights. That's a real blessing. And I'd like to thank Jeannie and Pastor Scott for sending in their emails for praise reports and prayer requests, and anybody else that's fed information into us onto the call. And just everybody like GCK that's out there, of course, Jeannie, like I mentioned, everybody, and of course, Bob and Sue for having done a beautiful job as co-host with me on the big call. So that's what I wanted to bring tonight. We're really looking forward to tomorrow and in the time frame of mid-morning to about noon tomorrow is when I've been told from someone who is over 7 redemption centers and heard and got this directly today from the new treasury in Reno, or a contact in Reno as part of the new U.S. Treasury. All right, guys, so enjoy it. We'll be in touch with you by email. So make sure you've registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com. If you're in there, you're fine, you're golden. We'll be in touch with you about projects. If I have any podcasts that I do or that Bob and I do or even the three of us do, we'll put it out as a recorded link in the email that we send out to you. The 800 number, you should be getting it. If you don't get it or you'd like to check in the afternoon tomorrow, check bigcalluniverse.com. We should have it posted on our website. And also, we should be sending out an emailing to everyone that has indicated it that they'd like the toll-free number to come to them. So we're going to have it available those three ways. And I'm excited, guys. You can tell I'm ready to go. And we're all ready to go. This should be our last live call. This should do it. And we'll take it from here. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for your timing, your perfect timing in bringing this to us. We look forward to receiving the blessing that we've talked about for 13 years. Thank you for bringing it to fruition and allowing us to move forward with our projects in order to level the playing field around the globe for humanity, beginning with our own country here, Rebuild America, and then going into Rebuild International, and then working with our veterans and the Veterans Retreat Network, and with our pastors, evangelists, and missionaries on the Pastoral Retreat Network. So we've got those four main projects, and thank you for those and those that are going to help me put those into effect. Thank you for all that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. Again, watch your emails, and we'll be in touch with you. God bless you all.